Chapter 8, Observer Self. The observer self is one of the most powerful tools that you can use to grow spiritually. It is the spiritual muscle of your higher self and opens you up to seeing your behaviors, your thought forms, and your emotions. When you activate your observer self, it is your roadmap to spiritual freedom. The observer self is part of you. It belongs to you and will help you to understand who you are, to evaluate what you are feeling and how you behave or react in different situations. Think of your life as a play or a movie you are observing. You are both the actor and director. You are witnessing but are not emotionally attached to the play or its outcome. By doing this, you can observe your personality in action. As you develop this skill, it becomes an important new tool to help you understand yourself and your soul. The best way to develop this new skill is to commit to observing yourself every day. When you wake up in the morning, before you get out of bed, remind yourself, "I commit to observing myself today. Please help me to see what I need to see." Use an outer cue to remind yourself to be present with your thoughts, perhaps setting a timer to go off every hour, or every time the phone rings, or at each red light while you are driving, whatever helps with this practice. Remember, there is no good or bad. It is simply there for you to see and acknowledge. You can then make a conscious effort to change behaviors or thoughts that do not work in the best interest of your soul. Throughout the day, you will experience these thought forms. Little by little, you will experience a change in your thoughts, reactions, and behaviors. It will become automatic for you to change your thinking or acknowledge a pattern that you want to investigate further through meditation or journaling. As you witness yourself, you will learn to take charge of situations and experiences that once seemed to be out of your control and ruled by your emotions. You will begin to see that situation from your higher self and then give yourself time to respond differently. Over time, you will come to depend on your observer self and trust that you are responding appropriately in every situation or experience. Once you observe yourself and see behaviors, actions, and emotions that you want to let go of, you begin the process of forgiveness. Forgiveness actually erases the karma you have accumulated over the course of your many lifetimes. By the act of forgiveness, yourself and others, you can release the patterns that have kept you in bondage to your limited self. The way to begin the process of forgiving is by journaling or utilizing a releasing technique such as the 7 steps for successful life transitions. You can see inside these old patterns and let them go. By discovering the relationship between the observer self, karma, and forgiveness, you will find the key to liberating your soul from limitations. You will know that you are in your observer self when your emotions do not run you, you are not triggered into judgment, and you are compassionately detached from the situation or person. You will also see what is happening in your life from a higher vantage point so you can make wise decisions from your higher self, rather than the emotional, fear-based, ego personality self. Be patient with yourself. The rewards are great. This process will take the time it takes. Remember, you are establishing a new pattern of observing yourself. This will take a commitment to do the work each day and become more vigilant. Spiritual mastery means learning how to be conscious of the emotion arising and to stay above its pull so that you can choose wisely and act clearly. To further support you with this concept, the following spiritual power tools will be useful to you. 1. Meditation. 2. Journaling. 3. Spiritual thermometer. 4. 7 steps for successful life transitions. 5. Support after completing the 7 steps. 6. Dissolving your emotional pain. 7. Guidance.